want to ask you sort of a basic question that we've been asking ever since these agents came out. In general, are there any situations where you think that it would be justifiable, first-line therapy, metastatic, ER-positive, HER2-negative disease, to use hormone therapy alone without a CDK inhibitor?
I think that's a great question. And on the one hand, we have the introduction of these three agents into our armamentarium, when we're really benefiting from the richness of this. On the other hand, does every single patient need to be starting with a CDK4/6 inhibitor? At this point in time, we do not have any predictive biomarkers that suggest who will or will not benefit. Truly, the most consistent biomarker is just estrogen receptor. But I think that one can make some cases for certain situations where perhaps it's okay to have a delay. For example, patients who have a very long disease-free interval before the development of metastatic disease, a patient where perhaps you might expect the duration of time on first-line endocrine therapy will be quite prolonged. Will the addition of CDK4/6 inhibitor and the introduction of the need for blood monitoring and the need for additional visits and, you know, the possibility of neutropenia, is that really worthwhile versus delaying it until either a time of progression when it's added to that agent or at a time when the endocrine therapy is being changed? Additionally, there are some data on safety in elderly populations. We do know the agents work well regardless of the age of the patient, but there can be a little bit more hematologic toxicity with, let's say, palbociclib in an older population. And in those settings, I'll say anecdotally, when I've given these agents to patients, I definitely see more issues, particularly with thrombocytopenia, some neutropenia. And in those settings, I consider delaying it or dose reducing when we start or trying some sort of modified regimen. So I don't think it's for every single patient. But I do think we need to learn more to identify who should be using it and patients in whom it can be deferred. I would say, though, that in the case that I have is of a young woman who had stage 3 breast cancer, received comprehensive multimodality treatment, completed a couple years of adjuvant tamoxifen, and then her disease recurred with multiple liver lesions. This might be a patient where one would be tempted to give first-line chemotherapy in that setting. Short disease-free interval, concern about endocrine resistance, visceral disease. Instead, she went on a trial with an aromatase inhibitor and what at the time didn't have a name, but now is abemaciclib, and she had 4 years of a maintained response. We were thrilled with how she did, and I think it really supports that in patients for whom perhaps in years past we might have considered chemotherapy, now having these agents available gives us a way to really follow our NCCN guidelines and try to offer endocrine therapy to these patients whenever possible.